Only a few yards away from that fight, Edward and Victoria were dancing. Not quite circling, because Edward was not allowing her to position herself closer to me. She sashayed back, moving from side to side, trying to find a hole in his defense. He shadowed her footwork lithely, stalking her with perfect concentration. He began to move just a fraction of a second before she moved, reading her intentions and her thoughts. Seth lunged at Riley from the side, and something tore with a hideous, grating screech. Another heavy white chunk flew into the forest with a thud. Riley roared in fury, and Seth skipped back, amazingly light on his feet for his size, as Riley took a swipe at him with one mangled hand. Victoria was weaving through the tree trunks at the far end of the little opening now. She was torn, her feet pulling her toward safety, while her eyes yearned toward me as if I were a magnet, reeling her in. I could see the burning desire to kill warring with her survival instinct. Edward could see that too. "Don't go, Victoria," he murmured in that same hypnotic tone as before. "You'll never get another chance like this." She showed her teeth and hissed at him, but she seemed unable to move farther away from me. "You can always run later," Edward purred. "Plenty of time for that. It's what you do, isn't it? It's why James kept you around. Useful if you like to play deadly games. A partner with an uncanny instinct for escaping. He shouldn't have left you. He could have used your skills when we caught up to him in Phoenix." A snarl ripped from between her lips. "That's all you ever were to him, though. Silly to waste so much energy avenging someone who had less affection for you than a hunter for his mount. You were never more than a convenience to him. I would know." Edward's lips pulled up on one side as he tapped his temple. With a strangled screech, Victoria darted out of the trees again, fainting to the side. Edward responded, and the dance began again. Just then, Riley's fist caught Seth's flank, and a low yelp coughed out of Seth's throat. Seth backed away, his shoulders twitching as if he were trying to shake off the pain. "Please," I wanted to plead with Riley, but I couldn't find the muscles to make my mouth open, to pull the air up from my lungs. "Please, he's just a child." Why hadn't Seth run away? Why didn't he run now? Riley was closing the distance between them again, driving Seth toward the cliff face beside me. Victoria was suddenly interested in her partner's fate. I could see her, from the corner of her eyes, judge the distance between Riley and me. Seth snapped at Riley, forcing him back again, and Victoria hissed. Seth wasn't limping anymore. His circling took him within inches of Edward. His tail brushed Edward's back, and Victoria's eyes bulged. "No, he won't turn on me," Edward said, answering the question in Victoria's head. He used her distraction to slide closer. "You provided us with a common enemy. You allied us." She clenched her teeth, trying to keep her focus on Edward alone. "Look more closely, Victoria," he murmured, pulling at the threads of her concentration. "Is he really so much like the monster James tracked across Siberia?" Her eyes popped wide open, and then began flickering wildly from Edward to Seth to me, around and around. "Not the same," she snarled in her little girl soprano. "Impossible!" "Nothing is impossible," Edward murmured, voice velvet soft as he moved another inch closer to her. "Except what you want. You'll never touch her." She shook her head, fast and jerky, fighting his diversions, and tried to duck around him, but he was in place to block her as soon as she'd thought of the plan. Her face contorted in frustration, and then she shifted lower into her crouch, a lioness again, and stalked deliberately forward. Victoria was no inexperienced, instinct-driven newborn. She was lethal. Even I could tell the difference between her and Riley, and I knew that Seth wouldn't have lasted so long if he'd been fighting this vampire. Edward shifted too, as they closed on each other, and it was lion versus lioness.